Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk about Lane Kiffin, and we'll get back to the Chiefs here coming up in just a bit. Now, I'm not saying this to make myself seem more important than what I am. Everybody who has had some level of success at their job has been offered a job that people would perceive to be bigger and better. It has happened to everybody. So if you are Lane Kiffin and you have won double-digit games in four of your last 5 years at Ole Miss, of course you are going to be inundated with other offers and other opportunities to do what you have been doing at Ole Miss and the success that you have had at Ole Miss and take that success somewhere else and work for them. But at some point in your life, you reach a point where you have to determine what is most important to you. I tell you guys this every time that we have a coaching search or free agency. You are allowed at that moment to decide what is most important to you. Is salary most important? Do you want to work from home? Do you not want to work on Fridays? You get an opportunity to then determine what's most important to you. But usually when you make that decision, it comes at a price. What you realize as an adult is sometimes your decisions cannot make everybody happy. And sometimes when you decide A, then B happens and then somebody is mad, or vice versa. And part of the bad parts about being an adult is sometimes you have to make a decision that is in your own self-interest that may upset the people that are around you and may make you a little bit unpopular. Now, Lane Kiffin has found himself in that place, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 times in his career. And we know enough about Lane Kiffin to tell you that Lane Kiffin usually makes the decision that is in his own best interest. This is not an opinion at this point. This is a fact based on we have almost 15 years of evidence of this when it comes to Lane Kiffin. So when Lane Kiffin then gets approached by LSU, in my opinion, the second best job in college football, I think Ohio State is number one. I think LSU is number two. When LSU comes calling, they don't got to do much to get you to leave where you currently are, where you have built up a great situation. Ole Miss is currently having the best season in their program's history. They had an opportunity to compete for the SEC championship, had some things gone a little bit differently on Saturday. Ole Miss has the opportunity to host a game in the college football playoff and then hosting the biggest game that they have ever had in Oxford, Mississippi. That was option number one for Lane Kiffin. You can then say no to all of the outside pressures. No, I don't want this job. No, I don't. I want to stay here and I want to finish what I have built. I want to see this through. And yes, maybe that means I won't get a chance to go to LSU, but you know what? I got a great life here. I make phenomenal money. They're going to make me one of the 5 highest paid coaches in college football. I'm going to have incredible job security and a community that worships me. Lane is always on the search for more. We've seen that now throughout the course of his career. He's never happy or never content with where he is. Lane was always going to listen. So Lane listened and Lane listened. And if you believe the reports, I mean, LSU, they were not going to be denied. They had Saban call him multiple times. They had the governor call him multiple times. They're throwing all kind of stuff. Hey, you get the private jet for this many hours, and we're going to give you all of this guaranteed money. LSU did everything they could to get Lane Kiffin. They eventually won. Now, I don't want anybody to hear me take this like I'm mad at Lane Kiffin for taking the LSU job. I think a lot of people would have taken the LSU job, but there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And I believe what we saw over the last 24, 48 hours, however long it's been, is that Lane Kiffin wanted his cake and to eat it too. Lane Kiffin wanted to take the LSU job, recruit for LSU, speak on behalf of LSU, while simultaneously still working for Ole Miss. Where do they do that at? Tell me how you can be the CEO of FedEx and UPS. Tell me in what place that you are allowed to work for your current job while simultaneously working and recruiting for their competitor. LSU and Ole Miss have a rivalry together. That's not their biggest rival for each of them, but they're a part of two states that touch each other. Ole Miss is LSU's permanent rival every single year. So they're switching it up a little bit in the SEC. So, for example, Missouri's going to play Arkansas every year. Alabama's going to play Auburn every year. LSU is going to play Ole Miss every single season. They're rivals. LSU plays at Oxford next year. In what world do you think that they were going to let you into their facility as LSU's head coach?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And tell me how you thought that you were going to be able to do that and then have the situation not be about you. Football coaches preach how much they hate distractions and how bad distractions are. What if you are the distraction? How do you ask him anything about the current team that he has while he's the coach at LSU? How do you ask him a question about his team where, regardless of how they compete or perform in the playoff, you have already made a decision to leave? What if they win the national championship? You're still taking another job at the end of this? There's just responsibilities that you have if you're LSU's head coach that you can't do if you also currently work for Ole Miss. I don't know why Lane Kiffin chose to do this. There was a way to do this. Sure, some people were going to be mad, but now you have made it worse. You've made it to where you can't go back. You can't go back. Lane Kiffin goes back in 5 years and they announce him on the Jumbotron. I'm booing Lane Kiffin every single time. Right before our biggest game, as they're trying to decide where we are in the playoffs, who we play, how we're seated, you leaving might have cost us a home playoff game. You leaving might have... I'm booing you every single time. For all the backlash that LeBron got and Kevin Durant got when they made their decisions, this is 10 times worse than what those guys did. LeBron's contract ended. Kevin Durant's contract ended. Lane Kiffin is still employed. Then he's talking about, man, I wanted the opportunity to finish what I've started. Yeah, you had that opportunity if you chose to keep working there. You chose to stop working there. So that ended your contract with them, and now you start a new contract with somebody else. I don't think Lane Kiffin made the wrong decision. If your job is to, hey, I want to coach at the highest level, I want to be in the best possible situation, I believe that LSU is a better situation than Ole Miss. But there was a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And for the last 3 days, essentially, Lane Kiffin has done everything in his power to try to be LSU's head coach and Ole Miss's head coach at the exact same time. He was threatening to take their entire staff if they didn't let him do it. He was threatening to poach their players or tell players to sit out. He basically set a ultimatum a couple of days ago. Hey, if you're not on the plane with me when I go to Baton Rouge, then you're not going to have a job with my staff. Lane Kiffin did everything in his power to derail the current Ole Miss season because he couldn't get his way. Weak. Absolutely weak. I know this. I never want to hear people talk to me about how bad the transfer portal is again. I never want to hear people talk to me how bad NIL is. What Lane Kiffin did is infinitely worse than what players do. Infinitely worse than what players are compensated for. He accepted a $92 million and then wants you to feel bad that his old employer didn't let him do everything he could on the way out. Nah, man, that ain't how this works. I'm sorry. You chose to leave. And that's great. Hey, go have success, and we hope to beat you next year. There was just a better, more effective there was an easier way to do this, but we have seen time and time again in Lane Kiffin's career, he is never going to pick the easy way. It is always going to be difficult.
I don't disagree with anything you're saying, but I do think one of the things we should talk about as a sports society off of this whole ordeal is the fact the college football calendar is broken. Like, I get annoyed all the time at coaches that whine and complain about the portal, and I think it's dumb. But I do think it's a fair complaint to say, this is the only sport this would ever happen in. Do you know what happens in the NFL? Like, if you're the head coach, it's different because of trades. If you're the offensive coordinator of the Chiefs, back when the Chiefs were at the peak of their powers, you don't leave that job to go coach the Commanders in the middle of the playoff run. You don't have to start free agency when there's still a postseason game to be played. Like, Lane Kiffin was wrong, and this was all dirty pool, and everything you said is accurate, but college football needs to find a way to revamp their schedule, because the Lane Kiffin situation should not have played out this way. He shouldn't have been on TV politicking to be the LSU coach while simultaneously coaching the playoffs. That's a college football unique problem because of their calendar.
I agree with you, but I think Lane Kiffin is the only coach that would have handled it the way that he handled it. I'm with you that the calendar, I think some of that is just due to the kids still got to go to school. So some of it is the academic calendar, and we have to follow it, where it's a little bit different in the pro ranks. Lane Kiffin at some point just needed to make a decision, and I feel like the decision was forced on him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.